we have to be aware of the oppression of the self. Beware of the oppression of the self. I want to be somebody not dictated by who people think of me. I'm not just that. I'm so much more than that. So much more. I'm not just serious, responsible, uptight. I am more than just smart. In fact, I am not. And that is so painful to me, seeing myself as someone else entirely not me, far from the image projected onto me. That I'm reliable, smart, boring, to the letter, always sensible. I am not. I'm not the geek, book smart, insecure little girl of before. I can be somebody else. A lot more interesting, unpredictable, exciting. I can be artsy, eclectic, a little bit bizarre. I can be in the background. I can be flamboyant. I can go against the rules. I can be deceiving. Looks can be deceiving. I am not just who you think I should be to fit the concept of who you think I am. I am much more than my career. I can be careless and bold and emotional and unserious. I couldn't care less. I can be athletic and fit and not be responsive all the time. I can be fun and spontaneous and totally irrational. I can be. I can choose to find a different career, and I can be good at employer relations. In fact, I can be good at HR services and operations. I'm not just an HR VP. I can be good in business. I can make mistakes. I can choose to not care about what other people think. You know, life can be so oppressive, but I choose not to be dictated by who people think I am, but who I really am, who God made me to be. I can be somebody else entirely, and just have fun and be joyful and find joy and be joyful, because I can be somebody else and not care, because I can be reinventing myself entirely, and I can be not exactly me.